Good Luck High Five, episode 446.
That's right. You're listening to a podcast that's for you if you play Magic the Gathering. Whether you are super excited about historic horizons on the horizon.
Oh, it is.
Or you're so happy that you can return to your local game store for some Commander, we are here for you.
I'm one of your hosts, Maria.
I'm another one of your hosts, Megan.
And on today's show, my goodness, we have a grab bag of awesomeness to talk about.
Wow, we really do. We're going to talk a little bit about Adventures in the Forgotten Realms draft updates.
Yes.
Just how it's been going. If you want to win and you haven't been winning, maybe we've got some tips for you that'll help you get a few more gems in your pocket.
Yeah, I've been playing that draft challenge too.
Oh yeah, Maria, you can end up with a lot of gems.
So if you want a super lot of gems, we can talk about that as well.
Yes. We're also going to go to Midnight Hunt Guest Town, where we make some guesses about what's going to happen in Midnight Hunt.
Yeah, we got our first sneak peek of cards from Midnight Hunt just a couple of days ago, and a sneak peek at Innistrad Crimson Vow with some new art.
Yeah,
Which very cool. Is just like previews are just keep rolling on out, and they don't stop rolling, and we're going to talk about them because there's some cool stuff.
You know what they say? The years start rolling and they don't stop rolling.
No! For some reason, it's just wrong enough that my brain is like...
It like does... It's not quite there, but... then we're going to have some patron-only tournament tips.
Yes.
So we have our patron-only tournament coming up this weekend.
Saturday.
It's Gladiator. Which is 100-card... whatever, yeah. An arena, 100 card arena. It's going to be a really fun time, which brings us to thanking everyone who is a patron of this show over on patreon.com/glhfmagic.
Yes, huge thanks to John Michael, to Liz.
Who I know for a fact only became a patron to listen to the Green Knight extra special patron special that we put out.
That's what I figured. But if you want to hear it too, be like Liz, become a patron.
Yes, become a patron.
You can hear thoughts on Green Knight.
Yes, Zuzio, Dimitri, who increased their pledge, Brian, and Krista.
Thank you so much, everybody, for becoming new patrons and saving me from making the sad trombone sound this week.
Yes, thank you. Well, at least one of those is for the Green Knight special, but I'm pretty sure that at least one of those is exclusively a person who hates the sad trombone voice. Yeah.
So if you're a patron, you can play in our tournament. It's coming up on Saturday. We're starting at 10 a.m. Central. Is it six rounds, Megan?
It's six rounds. Usually they last even less than an hour.
Yeah, they do.
Because they are best of one since this is a 100-card format. And we like people to be able to have a great time, but also not have to be like, it's going to take forever.
Yeah, no, it doesn't take all day. It's super fun.
And if you're like, oh man, I want to play, but I might only be able to be around for a few rounds. Come play.
That's okay. We'll figure it out.
It'll be a great time. Exactly. We will figure it out.
So it's going to be a Gladiator, which is a 100-card singleton on Arena. There's a very small ban list. It's in our Melee event. Yep. So if you're a patron or you become one, you'll see it. It's pinned to the top of our patron page. It's got the special code for you to get into the tournament. If you need decks, we have links in the show notes, and we're also going to talk about some on the show today.
Yes.
So we've got you covered. The only thing you got to do is be a patron.
Time. Yeah. It's a free tournament.
Patreon.com/glhfmagic. Come party with us.
Yes.
Big thank you as well to Card Kingdom, another one of our awesome sponsors. Mm-hmm. You can check them out at cardkingdom.com/glhf. They've got brand new commander decks that they've put together.
Yes.
$30.
So cool.
Commander
$30.
Can be a very expensive hobby.
Yes. But you and your friends, if you have friends that you've like wanted to play Commander with, but they're like, we don't have a Commander deck.
Yeah.
Hey, that's not a good reason. Do you know what is a good reason? Not being able to shuffle 100 cards to your tiny hands. But
our hands are so small.
Our hands are so small, and 100 cards is so many.
A lot of cards.
But that's a legitimate reason. What's not a legitimate reason is not having a commander deck. You and your friends hop on over there, get some fun, like, you know, some nice even power level.
Yeah.
Because they're only $30. You can each get one.
Yeah, it's super cool. They've designed them specifically around cool commanders, and you can check them out, cardkingdom.com/glhf.
Yeah. Also, look, I know we joke a lot on the show, and I'm sure some people think that we're joking.
I'm just kidding.
About the 100-card shuffling problem, but I just want to let you all know that this is not like a joke. This is not, it is a running bit at this point, but it's not a joke.
Also true.
It's literally just so difficult to shuffle 100 sleeved cards.
Wizards, have you considered making specifically commander cards slightly smaller?
They're just thinner. They just need to be thinner and smaller.
Let's get an AFR draft update.
All right, Maria, how's the draft challenge going?
I love it. I think it's so fun. I've been having a blast with this set more than I can remember with any quote unquote core set in the past.
Yeah, it's a very fun quote unquote core set.
Yeah, I drafted a red white hyper aggro deck, which is one of the best decks that you can draft in this format. Mm-hmm. I've got some sweet rares in there. I've got Delina Wild Mage, who goes on copying stuff. Like I had her.
Ooh, I once had someone play a blue dragon and then make Maria make five copies of it. With Delina.
Well, they were red blue, so they probably had that fairy or whatever.
No, they just straight up rolled it.
They only had,
because I had like barely stabilized. I was like, okay, on my next turn, I can win.
As long as
nothing like too wild happens. I was like at 15 and they only had Delina in play. They played this blue dragon and then they attacked with Delina and made five copies of it and I died.
Well, that's bananas.
It was absolutely, I was... You know, my mind was blown.
Okay, so I did win with Delina out of nowhere the other day because...
It is exceptional.
She's great. I had her, and then I slapped a bunch of equipment on her. She made a copy of some who cares what, and then I had critical hit, and I hit him for like 17.
Nice. That's sick.
But I also have the Planeswalker. Gosh, I can't even remember her name. You know, she's 4 mana, and she makes little devils for 0.
Literally cannot remember the name of this Planeswalker.
I know, but she's really good.
Yeah.
You know, because if you want to plus her, she gives your team +1/+0 in haste.
Never seen this card.
Is this one of those like
does not exist
cards?
Not exist.
Yeah. So my deck has some sweet rares in it too. So it's very heavy on equipment, which I hadn't drafted to this point before quite so well. So I was really happy that this deck just randomly happened to be open because it just like never is because everybody wants to draft red because red is the best color.
Yeah, red. I mean, okay.
Zariel.
Oh yeah, Archduke of Avernus.
Yeah.
Okay, that's sick.
I love her art too. She looks so cool.
Yeah, she looks very cool. That card doesn't exist. the white planeswalker, Grandmaster of Flowers doesn't exist. Like, not real.
We'll definitely have some non-existent cards to give awards to at the Crimbies this year.
Yes, like, especially, like, a lot of these mythic dragons.
Oh, I haven't seen very many mythic dragons. I've seen so much of the normal dragons.
I got this blue one once. I have not seen this red one ever, white one, never.
No.
Never.
Nope. Doesn't exist.
Mordenkainen, never seen him.
Never, doesn't exist.
Does not exist.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay, so that's... Okay. I've really liked this draft format. I think it's weird. Yeah. You can do cool stuff, and treasures enable you to do weird things in decks where you wouldn't normally be able to splash.
Yes.
So
it's very cool.
I really like this draft format.
Same. Okay. Having a great time.
So what's your update?
Oh, you want to hear my hot take?
Hot take.
Green white is the best deck.
Whoa! Did you hear that Doppler effect, everybody? Yeah. I hope you really got it in your headphones. Yeah, so, okay, tell me more.
I think the green-white life gain, if you draft even a solid version of it, is unbeatable.
You know what? I can't refute you because I try and draft it all the time, but I never quite get there.
I've now gotten there twice and just 7-0'd cleanly.
Well,
with both
especially
of them.
When everybody's fighting over red.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's just so, like, it's just good. There's a lot of payoffs for it. Like there's Trail of Sara, great card. There's just like the cleric class all by itself.
Yeah, it's really good. Very good.
Like if you have, I had a deck where I had one copy of cleric class and then two of druid. And it was just like, I just had people scooped that.
You
when
get
I had two of them on the battlefield, they're like, okay, we're done here.
I love the unicorn. Gets +1/+1 counters.
The celestial unicorn.
When you gain life.
Great.
So do you like the 2/3 that gains life with vigilance when it attacks?
I love it. I drafted a deck that had 4 copies of that, and I felt like I could not lose.
Yeah, because you just gain infinite.
You just gain infinite life. And like it's a 2/3, you can attack into whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't care. Yeah, because if you're against a red deck, you're like, yeah, please block. Thank you.
Exactly. It's ridiculous.
What do you have to keep in mind when you're drafting it?
When you're drafting it, it's you just have to keep the balance of payoff cards and life gain cards in your head.
Yeah.
Like, because if you end up with too many of one or the other, then it does just get like kind of weird. And is maybe going to be like, you're going to gain a lot of life, but it doesn't matter because all of your creatures are tiny.
Yeah.
Or you're going to have a lot of payoffs, but you're not gaining enough life to actually make them do anything. I would have to go back and look to tell you exactly what I feel like the split is.
I mean, it is a good question because a little heavy on either side and it might not come together.
Yeah.
But it is cool because
when it does, it's just unstoppable.
I mean, the synergy, number one.
Yes.
Number two, you get big beefers in green.
Yeah.
Which Owlbear is what I'm just going to say here.
Yeah.
And you get access to really good cards in white. Like you get the 2/1 that gains you life, draws you a card.
Yep.
When it ETBs because it does everything you want.
Yep.
You get access to Minimus Containment and Portable Hole.
Yeah.
Which are some really good removal spells. Yeah, I can't refute you. I mean,
it's just, I think that it's so good. Like there are times when I've had, like my Trelosaur has been like a 5/5 on turn 3. You're just like, okay.
I every time I see one, I'm like, oh, I have to kill it.
Yeah.
Have to kill it.
You do. And yeah. Then like, you'll like the creatures just get so big. So that even if they have removal for like one or two, you're just like, okay, I'll just make my other ones very big.
Yeah.
The people can't race you cause you're gaining life and you can gain like an obscene amount of life with this deck.
Jeez.
You can just gain so much life.
You're making me want to draft right now.
Sorry.
Oh my
gosh.
I'll
just say like they're, yeah. Like the last one that I went 7-0 with, I felt untouchable.
I mean, and it's good to identify this kind of stuff, especially when people are fighting themselves silly over red and black.
Exactly. But let me tell you, if you're playing green-white, if someone plays red-black against you, you're just like, thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. Like, that's you're going to try and aggro me out. Here's my Dawnbringer Cleric. It's a 1/3, and it's going to gain me 2 life, and it's going to block your stuff for a lifetime.
Yeah, that card's excellent.
It's just...
it's the best a 1/3 with random life gain has been in quite a while.
Yeah.
I'll say that for sure.
It is very, very good.
Yeah, I've been having a nonstop good time. I'm not tired of this format.
No, it's a great time.
In any way. I'm trying to still try and get the teleportation circle deck, which I passed way too many times at the beginning of the format because I had read the card wrong, reading the card explains the card, because I thought I only did it once. So I was like, this is bad. No, it's really fun when you get it. So there's so many things I still want to do in this format.
Yes.
Like make a cool treasure chest deck.
Oh, yes. I've made
you've
a couple
done it.
Of treasure chest deck. Treasure chest decks.
Were you always rolling 10 plus?
Yep.
Gain life, draw cards.
Great time.
I want to do that.
Really good time.
I want to do a Faraday's Chosen deck.
Those can be the same deck.
That's true. That is the same deck. Yeah. I mean, but you know.
Yeah. It's just a good time.
So coming up, we've got a new set that's going to hit us, Innistrad Midnight Hunt.
Yeah.
Which releases on the, what was it? September
16th.
16th?
Yeah.
So we've got another good month left of Adventures in the Forgotten Realms.
Yeah.
And then that'll hit us. And then in November, we'll get Innistrad Crimson Vow.
Woo.
And I feel like that's the point when things start to feel like there's a longer period of time between that set and the next set.
There should be more between Crimson Vow and whatever comes after.
Yeah. Because that's what I usually recall being like, oh, I wish there was a new set. Which, who knows?
Yeah, it's always when it comes around in like late
December,
winter.
January, and you're kind of like...
it's like January when you're like, okay, come on.
Come on. So what's going to happen on August 24th coming up here is going to be the preview stream starting at 8 a.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/magic when they're going to preview what's coming up in 2022. So maybe... they'll reprieve us from the one break we get.
We'll see.
When we're like, give me more. Even though people are like complaining now, they're like, previous season never ends.
This is a perennial complaint. People always complain this at some point.
Yes, they do.
It has been complained before. It shall be complained again.
Indeed. And I say, shut thy mouth. Would you rather have the reverse? I think not.
No. And Midnight Hunt finally brings the rotation of Eldraine.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Praise be.
Goodbye, Eldraine. Maria, there will be no stomp. That is the card I'm most looking forward to saying goodbye to.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. Which card from Eldraine? Bonecrusher Giant/stomp.
Yeah, absolutely.
Number one choice.
No question. That's just it.
Look, if there weren't other bands from that set, we would probably say something
have
else.
Other things. But no, it is Bonecrusher Giant. Without a doubt.
Get out of here.
Goodbye forever, please.
Question. Yeah. How could Brown Crusher Giant have been not as broken? I was thinking about
this.
The
thing is, I don't know that it's like, quote unquote, broken. It's just too good.
Okay, how could it be good instead of too good?
It's a 3/3.
Even just one toughness? Do you have to go more?
Should we make it a 3/2?
That's my question. Yeah.
Like a 3/2
should it
for
die
three?
To himself? That's
Should
what I want
to
know.
Should he die to himself?
Should he die to himself?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Even a 4/2? No, that's just,
no.
That's absurd stats. Like, okay, so a 3/2.
If we're making it a 3/2.
The creature is a 3/2.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't even know if this. We've gone far enough, but
I think that if it were, everything else is the same, it still has stomp that deals two.
Yep.
And then it still is when you deal it down, or like if you target it with a spell,
you still get hit for two.
You still get hit for two.
Yep.
But it's a 3/2 instead of a 4/3.
Yeah.
All right. I'm okay with it.
Okay. We fixed. You're welcome.
Sign it and seal it. Stamp okay. it. Okay.
What's your second most goodbye, hope the door doesn't hit you on the way, a card from Eldraine?
Ooh. Wow. That's really hard because Bonkrush is the top. Bonkrush
is far and away the worst.
The top
worst.
Of my list.
This is a good question, actually. I kind of get it.
I don't even know who else is in there.
You know, nobody is nearly as oppressive as this card, but
yeah.
The fairy is one that kind of bugs me because it's annoying.
Brazen Borrower?
Brazen Borrower.
Yes, okay, I'm into it. So that's a great answer. Brazen Borrower.
You know, like I can't hate it too much because it can only block creatures with flying, but it's just
so annoying.
No, but
you can
annoying.
Hate it. It's really annoying.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm into it. Brazen okay. Borrower.
This turned into a hate sesh on Eldraine somehow. Yes.
Do you know what? We but don't do fine. It often, but.
That's fine. We're happy. So,
you know, we're just happy to be saying goodbye.
I will say this.
Yes.
So this past weekend was a Challenger Gauntlet.
Yeah.
We talked about it on the upkeep if you want more
yes,
deets.
Yes, we did.
But the top four people, or rather the four people that qualified for the World Championship through that yeah. event, which were in fact the winners, quote unquote, mm-hmm. all had different decks.
Yes, and standard, they did. Which is pretty cool.
Just saying. It was Gruul Adventures, Nye Adventures, Is It Control?
Great.
Which was a really weird deck.
Yes.
Check it out from Noriyuki Mori in standard. That use a Cure Best of Sea God as a win condition and Midnight Clock.
Amazing. What more could you want?
In a format with Gruul Adventures. What?
I love it. I love it.
And the other one was Nya Winota. So.
Do you know what? Like, that is good, right? You have.
Just
there were a
saying.
Lot of, in the top 12, though, there were a lot of adventures.
Yes.
A lot.
A lot of adventures.
A lot of adventures.
But it was a fun tournament nonetheless, and we got to see a little bit of deck diversity here at the end of this format's life.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
It was.
But we have new toys coming on the horizon and old toys that we're going to break off their heads and put them into the organic disposal bin because they're alive. You know, Bone Crusher Giant is a living thing and
yeah.
I'm decapitating him and recycling
his,
him.
Yeah, putting his head in the organics. That's a true story from yes. my life.
I was going to say, I just told the story about Megan's cat ate a rabbit.
My cat murdered a rabbit.
Murdered.
Ate its head.
Yeah.
Left me the body, delicious. And I put the body in the organics.
To be fair, she did leave you the body.
She did.
That
it was
nice.
No, it was like very nice of her. In a cat way, it was like very thoughtful.
My cat Lear now will bring me toys when he wants to go outside.
Oh.
So he'll put them in his mouth and scream around the house. You know, have you ever seen cats when they're carrying toys and they just yell about it while it's in their mouth?
No.
It's they get really loud. It is quite off-putting if you don't know what they're doing. You're like, oh my God, they're dying because they're just screaming with this toy in their mouth. It's a cat behavior. I looked it up. And what he'll do is he'll get his toy. He'll scream, 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 bring it, drop it at my feet and be like, look at me, the mighty hunter. Surely I deserve a reward like going outside.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're
it's
like,
very
no,
funny.
I bought you that.
You think you went on a hunt and killed this thing
you
and
didn't
brought
bring
it
me
here.
Anything.
You
I
idiot.
Bought you that.
But it is very cute. So I try and be
that's
like, oh,
cute.
Wow, you did so good.
My cat only doesn't even bring me anything when she wants to go outside. She just sits at the door and meows.
Well, this is his tactic now because
yeah.
he's like, oh, I've got it. I've got to do something.
I've got to prove that I'm.
Yeah, I'm worthy.
I've earned it.
So sad.
Oh my God.
Now that I talk about it.
Fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Should we talk about these Innistrad Midnight Hunt previews?
Yes. So we have some previews.
Yeah. There's some cool stuff going on that they showed off. This was just last week. I saw the live stream
yeah.
of it. You can go check it out if you haven't. But what has caught your eye the most
I
of
love
what
this
we've
island.
Seen?
This
Megan's like, screw all the other cards.
Yeah.
Look at this land.
Look at this one island.
Yeah.
I love it. Look at the tentacles in the lake.
They released new full art lands that are black and white with a colored border that is
yes.
the same color as their mana source.
It's they're so cool.
I love this graveyard looking. Oh,
like look at these.
They're so
look at these.
Look at these horse. Look at these horse. The like graveyard looking a black mana one is, I think, my favorite.
The swamp is like really cool.
I shouldn't say graveyard. It's like
it's a
weird
cemetery,
like chapel in the background.
Yeah, I guess this does look like a town,
like a destroyed town.
Yeah,
that's been overgrown. Yeah, in a swamp.
That's been swamped.
Yeah, these lands are really cool. I'm here for them. I don't know how easy they'll be able to read on the battlefield. Maybe it'll
be
fine.
Do you know what? I think it'll be fine.
The white ones especially are kind of strange looking because they look like they have no color at all.
Yeah.
Which is a little unusual because planes normally have slightly a yellow appearance.
Yeah.
Somehow. But
no,
they look completely black and white.
It's white.
Yeah.
Oh, so cool. They look very spooky.
Super spooky. I love all full art lands that have ever been created. So thank you, Wizards, for another iteration.
Oh, some of these are so cool.
Yeah, this mountain with the spooky moon in the background.
Spooky moon.
That's where Emrakul is.
Yep. Emrakul live there.
Taking a selfie. Speaking of Emrakul being in the moon, the idea of this Innistrad set is kind of like they're doing away with all of the other nonsense.
Yeah, it's return to classic Spooktown.
Yeah, because they've done like Eldrazi taking over, they've done angels going mad. They're like, okay. Original,
we're back to, yes,
Innistrad.
Eldritch
horror.
No, this one isn't Eldritch. This is classic Gothic horror.
Classic Gothic horror.
Yeah.
Yes.
Away with the Eldritch.
Yes.
Away with the Eldritch.
And I think everybody's super excited because Innistrad is for sure one of the most beloved planes in Magic. Oh,
it's so cool. Great place. Wouldn't want to live there. Would not.
It would be a little weird and spooky.
Want to live there. It seems like the average lifespan of a person
quite short.
On Innistrad is like not long.
But it is.
Not great.
I would definitely visit there for Halloween.
Yes. Absolutely.
You go to Innistrad for Halloween.
/ whatever this like festival is that they're dancing at.
Okay, so let's
Marie,
talk about
are you going to the join are you going to join the dance?
Absolutely I am. Okay. This is the Join the Dance card, one of the preview cards that came out. Green and a white for a sorcery. Create 2/1/1 white human creature tokens, flashback for 3 green/white. And the flavor text is we can go into the dark hand in hand or alone. I know which I prefer. And there's this guy wearing a leaf crown, like offering his hand to you, like, come on, be sacrificed.
In a fiery circle.
Fiery circle.
With other people wearing, like, I think they're like antler and leaf crowns.
Oh, I love it. It's like reminiscent of Beltane fire situation. I am here for this card and this flavor.
Yeah.
100%. Let's go.
Very cool. Very cool. There's also one of the very cool cards that we've seen.
Oh, this is great.
Triska Decophile.
Love it.
1 in a blue for a human wizard, 1/3. You have no maximum hand size. At the beginning of your upkeep, if you have exactly 13 cards in your hand, you win the game. 3 in a blue, draw a card.
This is great. They love to play on this in Innistrad of doing things around the number 13.
Yes. They had Triska Decophobia once upon a time.
And like Tragic Slip, which is -13/-13 to a creature. This one is the coolest one, I think, so far.
You know, she loved 13.
And you know what?
They love 13.
This goes into your alternate win condition cube.
Yes, it does.
There you go. Oh,
which also someone made one.
And sent it in to us.
It was very cool.
Really cool, yeah. Everybody.
So Triska Decophile goes right on in there.
Goes in there.
Yeah.
I really like that card. And let's talk about Infernal Grasp, which is the new Doomblade, everybody. And what a Doomblade it is.
1 in a black, instant, destroy target creature, you lose 2 life.
It's better than Doomblade.
Wow, you think?
I mean,
because it can kill black creatures.
It can kill anything.
That's true. You do lose 2 life.
Who cares? That's what I have to say.
People at 2 life care.
I just don't think that's that much of a cost.
No, I think you're right.
I mean, if it said lose 4 life, I'd be like, all right, that's painful.
Whoa, Maria, calm down.
4 life.
We got to be able to kill creatures.
I'm like, make it 4. Make it hurt when you kill them with Infernal Grasp. I think that card's an all-star. We're going to see it for a long time.
I agree. Play with fire.
This is also very good.
Single red, instant, play with fire deals 2 damage to any target. If a player is dealt damage this way, scry 1.
And now we have a better shock.
Yeah, now there's a better shock.
There you go. We've upgraded Doomblade. We've upgraded shock.
Upgrade. Speaking of, I feel like that's a little bit the theme of this because people have been talking about consider.
Okay.
which is a single blue instant. Look at the top card of your library. You may put that card into your graveyard. Draw a card.
Okay, so better opt?
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Okay. All right, Innistrad Midnight Hunt. We see you. You're slightly upgrading classic Magic staples.
Yeah.
Speaking of, Renin 7.
Yes. Speaking of getting an upgrade.
We've upgraded past 6. We don't need 6 anymore.
Well.
I saw Cube April tweet this out. Where they're like, hey, did you know that Renin 6, like, they actually absorb the tree folk that they have partnered with or whatever? And Ren is slowly working their way through all of these trees, and now they're on 7. And I was like, sick.
Yeah.
That's brutal. Weird. That is brutal.
It is brutal.
Yeah.
Ren, you know, I don't know that Ren could get more powerful.
I mean, this card
than
is
Renin 6.
Very good.
But Renin 7 is quite good. 3 green, green for a 5 loyalty planeswalker. +1, reveal the top 4 cards of your library. Put all land cards revealed this way into your hand and the rest into your graveyard.
Okay.
Pretty nice.
That's really good. I mean, it doesn't protect itself.
No.
But
it does. It's like a classic Innistrad thing, right? Of putting stuff in your graveyard.
Yeah, that's true.
0, put any number of land cards from your hand onto the battlefield tapped.
And PS, flashback's a thing, so.
Oh, yeah. So you can put stuff into your graveyard and then just cast it later.
Yeah.
-3, create a green treefolk creature token with reach, and this creature's power and toughness are each equal to the number of lands you control. So it does come down and make a 5/5.
That's true. That is true. That is
which
protection.
Is like pretty good.
So take what I said back and delete it.
Yeah.
Put in the organics recycling along with Bone Crusher Giant.
-8, return all permanent cards from your graveyard to your hand. You get an emblem with you, have no maximum hand size.
This card seems good.
Yeah. Seems pretty sweet.
I also love this full art, or extended art rather, where there's a floating pumpkin.
Yes. Ren is just, for no good reason,
Floating a pumpkin. Hey, if you were Magic and could float things, when would you float a pumpkin? It's probably like within the first week.
It's a pretty cool pumpkin, too. It's like carved. It has like autumn leaves carved in it.
Oh, pumpkin ideas, everybody.
Everyone get your pumpkin carving ideas ready.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm massively into Halloween. And the other day I was kind of bored. And so I was sitting there and I was like, where do my thoughts wander? Answer, Halloween. Okay. It's like it just creeps back into my head whenever I'm not thinking about anything. It's like, hey, have you thought about Halloween lately? And I'm like, you know what? I haven't. Let's think about it. And I was like perusing Halloween decoration sites. And I'm just like, ooh, I could make the best spooky yard with a weird spooky cauldron and spooky ghosts and some spooky crows. Anyway, this is unrelated, but this set is not helping.
It's very cool. And some spooky pumpkins.
Spooky pumpkins.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think what they've shown us so far is so, so cool. What they haven't shown us is any werewolves.
No.
Because they said on the stream, the reason for that is that there's something kind of different happening with the werewolves this time around. So in the past, they would transform, flip backsies frontsies. But we do know that Arlen Court is back. I mean, it hasn't been confirmed, but it's been as good as confirmed.
Yes.
You can see the pictures.
Yeah. She better be.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Arlen's
and also,
awesome.
Also she better be. What's going to happen?
I don't know.
What could they do differently?
What do you think they could do differently?
Okay. So if it can't be backsies frontsies, could it be upsies downsies?
Upsies downsies.
Werewolves that are upsies downsies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What was that called?
I don't know.
You know.
Switcheroo.
You know what I'm saying? When you've got one card on one half and the other card's on the other half, like, and you have to flip it the other way.
Yeah. I don't remember. But it did like a little 180.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
But maybe they don't want to go back to something else. Maybe they want to do something new.
Yeah.
Okay. What's going to happen? So you need the human side. You need the human to be in existence, right?
Yeah.
The full moon comes out. They transform into werewolf.
You are describing how werewolves work.
Yeah. I'm trying to see how we could translate this into a game mechanic.
Yeah.
All right. There's a full moon counter.
Oh, all right.
So like you play cards that advanced, you know, the coming of the full moon.
Oh, so you think it's
like time counters.
Like a moon, yeah. So it's like full moon, like crescent moon, half moon.
Well, I mean, it doesn't even have to get so complicated, because what if they just like, what if we boil it down to time counters? And once this card has 3 time counters on it, the full moon appears and now it transforms.
Ooh, I like
somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Very cool.
I
don't know.
I think that's sick.
There you go. That's my idea. Even though it's not really that different.
Yeah.
Other than you meet a condition in a different way to transform it.
Yeah.
But maybe it's like you when you're in full moon mode, it doesn't just like transform back like after it attacked or whatever. I'm trying to think of werewolves of the past.
Yeah.
When they would transform back to human. You didn't attack with any creatures this turn, whatever.
No, they transformed back if no one cast a spell.
That's right. So instead of that, it's just like you have to somehow get out of full moon land.
Or wait, no, they flip to werewolf if no one casts a spell.
Right.
They flip back to person if someone casts two spells.
That's right. That's right. Okay. So it's like, how do we get out of the full moon phase? So it's like you're trapped in full moon town until something else happens. You know what
I mean? My favorite Disney original, full moon town.
Trapped in full moon town.
Yeah.
Here it's always a full moon. Are you going to the lunar dance?
I mean, that's basically the plot of Halloween Town.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, that's
it. Always Halloween.
It's my horrible guess.
That's a great guess.
But there you go.
Yeah.
We also got a sneak peek of Crimson Vow with some Art of Sorin.
Yes, mostly by sneak peek. That's Art of Sorin.
Sneak peek is what he's doing on his shirt. You know, when he's opening it a little, giving us a peeky.
Yes,
you know
he what really I mean? Is.
So he looks like he walked out of a Bodice Ripper dime store novel.
Yes.
Megan, as a notorious Sorin hater in this family,
yeah.
How do you feel about this? He's out of that rock.
I'm so mad he's out of rock. We've known he was out of rock since he showed up in War of the Spark.
Yeah.
I'm so mad he's not in rock because that's where he's supposed to be.
This is a Crimson Vow. And on the packaging, we see Olivia.
Yes.
Voldaren. So are Olivia and Sorin getting married?
I don't know.
Oh, love nest. Vampire love nest. It's for life. But what does that mean when you're a vampire for 7,000 years?
Yeah, 7,000 years.
Wouldn't you get married if you were a vampire?
Wow, great question.
What a commitment.
What a commitment. No, I'm a vampire. If I'm already not a human, why am I going
to... Doing human things.
Why am I going to practice a human institution that as a human I don't really believe in?
I just like think this is a good thought experiment because it already bothers me when vampires date people who are under 90 years old.
Incredibly problematic.
It's just like, number one, it's problematic.
Yes.
Number two, it would never happen.
I think that the vampire age threshold for a human should be like 60.
For real. Because you would have nothing to talk about with the other person.
Nothing to talk about.
Nothing.
You've been alive forever.
Okay. One night stand, whatever. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm like relationship.
About when they like, yes, they're like quote unquote in love. It is actually, now we're going to talk about something that bugs me. It is truly one of the things that bugs me most in like quote unquote paranormal romances.
It doesn't make any sense.
Not even like that, but like any book that uses that.
No.
That's like this insanely old, like timeless being falls in love with like a teenager and you're like, this is creepy.
Talking about this Twilight?
Like this is straight up problematic.
Like
this is an issue.
In what universe? I'm
37. I don't care how old how old the immortal being quote unquote looks.
No, that doesn't matter.
You're 500. You're 500.
Look, I look like I'm 22 and I wouldn't date a 22. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
What could you possibly have a conversation about?
It would be the most embarrassing moment of your life.
You're like, oh my gosh, remember when I fought in the Civil War? And they're like, oh, I learned about it in school the other day. And you're like, kill me, except don't.
Yes. Your family would be like, your significant other cannot come to our holiday gatherings.
No, absolutely
they
not.
They have nothing to talk about.
They have nothing to offer you.
They just read Catcher in the Rye and they still think it's a cool book.
They just got finished with The Good Earth for the first time. No, it's not okay. It's not okay. Threshold set at 60.
Yeah.
And that's young.
And that's young.
That's
for
like
them.
Dating a baby. Okay. I'm glad we talked this through.
Really glad that we got that one out. Okay. Real problem.
I could talk about it for like 1,000 years, honestly.
Because it's so troubling.
It happens all the time, and it just doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Are you a vampire who has vampire family who's dating someone that's too young?
Call our number.
Call our hotline.
1-800-BLOOD-BATTLE. Where we have you on our show.
Yeah. Can to fight with your family.
Chairs at each other.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'd be great time.
But it's potentially deadly because the chairs are made of wood.
Yeah.
What if they splinter?
Ooh, uh-oh.
You know what I mean? Everybody, coming up this weekend on Saturday, we've got our Patron Gladiator Tournament.
Yeah.
Hope you can play. Hope to see you there. Even if you can't, we're going to talk about Gladiator here real quick because it is a super cool format and really fun to play with your friends on Arena Challenge Mode or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe one day it'll become an official Arena thing.
That'd be sick.
But yeah, even if you're not playing in our tournament, I think this is interesting because there's such cool decks you can play in 100 card Arena mm-hmm. Singleton. The only cards that are banned are, it's like five cards and it's like Teferi. You know what I mean? So like harmonize.
Teferi five times over. Teferi, Teferi, Teferi.
Teferi is just always banned. And so it's just, so it's like the card pool is huge. You don't need to have four ofs. You can do whatever you want. Yeah, and there is a few excellent sources for deck lists, the mm-hmm. Discord, which we have linked in the show notes, and I'm going to put links to a couple of tournament results so you can peek through those if you want to find a deck list this way.
Yeah. So there's the Loading Ready Run tournament.
Yes, the inspiration behind this.
Yes, which happened. Mono Green Stompy.
Yeah, that took the whole thing down.
Pretty cool.
Classic Mono Green deck.
Nice.
Mono Red Aggro is another popular deck in the format.
Very cool.
Which makes a lot of sense because, you know, Mono Red's just a deck in a lot of things. But in here, mm-hmm. you can play all the good cards. All the best mono red yeah. cards. So your draws are never really bad because you're just always drawing one of the best mono red cards.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
There was Sultai, just whatever. Sultai good stuff.
Yeah.
It's definitely a deck in this format.
Sultai Control, also Dimir Control. Lots yep. of flavors of control.
Lots Intuit. Of kinds of control if that's yeah. your jam. There was
mono white Death and Taxes.
Yeah, this deck was really cool, which is, you know, similar to the modern Death and Taxes or Legacy or whatever.
Yeah, lots of things to just make your opponent's spells more expensive.
Right.
Thalia, Tithe Taker,
make Archon their life of Amaria, terrible.
Even Mind Sensor.
Yeah.
Just rude. Elite Spellbinder.
Just a hashtag rude
yeah.
deck. I have a question, though. I need yeah. help making a decision.
Okay, Maria.
So I have two options
yes.
for deck lists that were so lovingly provided to me through the Discord. I said, hey, does anybody have a Boggles deck list? Two people within 5 minutes were like, here you go. So
yeah.
I'm going to run Maria. One of these two lists, and I just want opinion. Which one should I run?
Okay, so there's this Bant Auras deck.
Yep.
And then there's this
Jeskai.
Blue white. Yes.
There's a couple Jeskai cards in here.
Oh, okay.
Jeskai Auras.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Showdown of the Scalds.
And Vardrock, Apex of Thunder.
Yeah.
Vardrock, rather.
Valduk, Keeper of the Flame is in here.
Oh, remember Valduk?
Yeah.
I love this, too. It's also, like, greatest hits of draft.
Yes. Okay, there's some stuff in here that I really like.
Yeah, Declaration in Stone, one mm-hmm. of my favorite removal spells.
Ooh, Adorned Pouncer.
Love this
cat. Cute little kitty.
Yeah, exactly. And then you have cool cards that protect themselves or are unblockable.
Yeah.
Like Dauntless Bodyguard, Protect.
Mm-hmm.
Karametra's Blessing, Protect.
Yeah, Selfless Savior.
Core Spirit Dancer gets to be in this version.
Cute. Ooh, Thraben Inspector is in this.
You know I love Core Spirit Dancer.
Yeah, I love Core Spirit Dancer. I love me a Thraben Inspector.
And then you've got lots of cool auras to put on stuff.
Cute.
I mean, so that's a look at this one. This is a Jeskai version.
All right, and then there's a Bant Auras.
Now, this is what I would probably have done if I was just like randomly thinking about it. Bant
yeah.
makes more sense to me as a color combination for auras.
Okay.
Because you get access to green, which has some things that care about auras.
Yeah. Hit me. Like what?
So we've got a Dromoka's Command, for example. Mm-hmm. That's a card I played in Boggles a few times. Ancestral Mask.
Yeah.
Is a
Ancestral
nice,
Mask is pretty sick.
Nice aura card. And then you still get access to the good white cards like Core Spirit Dancer or whatever.
Yeah.
Sixth Sense. That's a cool little Boggles card.
Yeah. Oh, I like that this Bant one has fly. So yeah. you can do some dungeon venturing.
You can venture, go up into the air and attack. All that glitters, classic.
Yeah.
Aura.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I think I'm probably slightly more into this.
To the Bant version?
I think. And you get Toski.
That's true. I love Toski.
Yeah. Who's indestructible.
Okay. So if you get paired against me, you know I'm going to be playing an Aura situation. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with this Bant one. Although I will say the Jeskai one is really sweet. I really like Vardrock and having access to that card. So
that's true. Vardrock is like pretty sick. All right. Okay.
All right.
If you had to make the call right now, which one are you doing?
I'm doing Bant.
All right.
Let's go. Bant auras.
Well, yeah, there's so many. Like Maria said, there's a Gladiator Discord that you can look at and get some ideas, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm going to put tournament results for, they have a league that's ongoing.
Yeah.
So you can check the people who are at the top of the league. And also the Loading Ready Run tournament results. And like I said, just go in the Discord and stuff. Say, hey, I like to play X.
Like, and everyone will be like, here's some stuff.
I like to play Control is what Megan might say, for instance.
Just maybe.
Hope to see you there Saturday, patreon.com/GLHFmagic. Everybody, it's time to say thank you to our other sponsor, Ultra Pro.
Yes, Ultra Pro is the place to go if you want some really sick stuff.
So we've got it here this week, everybody.
This is what we have been waiting for.
The boombox.
Maria, hit it.
Okay, everybody. Take a listen to...
What's up, everybody?
Well, not that.
What?
Jimmy and Josh.
Maria, we don't need us.
What? Whose theme song is that? That's us. What?
You could listen to our podcast
on your deck box?
Oh. Right, you're listening to a podcast that's for you.
Oh,
that's
my.
Us.
That's my voice. Weird.
Yeah, so this is a fully functional deck box that's complete with everything that Ultra Pro deck boxes normally have, which is like has a dice thing in the bottom.
Yeah.
And has its classic.
You can fit 100 sleeved cards in here. Yep. It has its little charging port.
Yep.
It has a little auxiliary port. So in case you don't have Bluetooth, you can plug it into your phone or computer.
There's even a micro SD chip option.
Yes.
So you could put some songs in a micro SD.
Put some songs on there and then shuffle them because it has buttons on the top too.
Yeah. By the way, the audio quality of this is really good.
Yes.
It sounds like an Alexa speaker I have in my house.
Sounds great.
So we just fired this up and I didn't know what I was expecting, but I certainly wasn't expecting it to sound that good.
Yeah.
Sounds
pretty
great.
Sweet, y'all.
Sounds great.
Who else is doing this?
Nobody.
Go get yourself a sick boombox deck box from Ultra Pro.
Well, everybody, that's this episode of Good Luck High Five.
Wow, Maria. The end of yet another week.
I know. And I'm still holding this boombox deck box because I just want to listen to some sweet jams on it.
Yeah. It's so cool.
I think this is just so awesome.
What a great idea.
For the magic player who has everything, seriously.
Yes. Props to whoever thought of this.
So
I was just like, you know what we could do?
We could do this.
We could do this.
Yeah. I love it.
Sign up for our patron-only tournament this weekend.
Yep.
Over at patreon.com/glhfmagic. If you're already a patron, you can find all the details and where to sign up and the sign-up code. Or if you're not yet a patron and you want to play, you can become a patron.
Come join the family.
It'll be a real great time.
We'll give you a shout-out on the show. You get to play in our tournament.
Yes.
You get awesome Patreon rewards. You get access to our Discord server.
Great time.
You can even sign up for the entire year and get 15% off.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's really sweet.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you to Ultra Pro Card Kingdom and of course all of you for supporting our show every week. I'm sure there'll be like more spoilers for Midnight Hunt next week. Like,
who can believe it?
There's so much magic happening right now. It's absurd.
It's in
a good way.
Yeah. So much magic. So much magic.